consequences.
It is really impossible to tell whether anything that happens in it is good or bad, because you never know what will be the consequences of a misfortune. You never know what will be the consequences of good fortune.
The good and the bad, good and the bad, good and the bad. The good and the bad, good and the bad.
Is that when we get too fixated on I'm right, it always leads to a fight.
I'm gonna offer you.
One of my favorite quotes in the whole wide world is Shakespeare's. And he says, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. Pittsburgh.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another riveting edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A man who has ventured so deep into the abyss, I have found myself in getting lost and remembered the reason to why I even came back again. And somebody who has been so fruitful in his adventures, so loving and unconditionally giving to others, and so empathetic and passionate about everything I do, I've simply came back to tell you in a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. Now I present to you a topic tonight of something that I think is truly going to make you question the entire morale and belief system you've ever had in your life. Tonight's discussion is simply going to make you stop, pause, and reflect on everything you think you know. And the best part is, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty and finally decide this. What is truly good and bad? What does that even mean? What defines good? Well, I would say, if it's good, I feel like it's doing good deeds, helping others, being empathetic, compassionate, and truly giving, not worried about what comes back your way, having unconditional love for everybody, treating everybody like your own, a reflection of you, and also trying to make the world a better place, pushing it forward, and giving to those less fortunate, and not doing anything selfish, no deadly sins, no ego, truly being an anointed entity. Okay, I'd say that sounds pretty damn good if you ask me. That sounds very good. Well, then what's bad? Well, that must be selfish. That must be egotistical. That must be somebody who is very, very about self. Who doesn't care about helping others? Who uses others to benefit themselves? Who sees the world as their oyster and plaything? Who has no respect for elders, youth, sees everything as just a tool of war, that has no compassion, is filled with sin, literally can step on you and not think twice about it, would sell their own mother to get ahead in life, and will do anything that they can to benefit their overall self, including the world as their own kind of plaything. You could even say they're so bad to the bone, they don't even think twice about hurting others, God forbid taking out others, harming them. I mean, they're stealing, looting, rioting, wars, famine, disease, cancer, all these things. They're filled with it and they love it. They're just a monarch for pain. Okay, I'd say that sounds kind of bad. Sounds like a bad boy. Not the one that the ladies are into, where he's so mysterious. He's got long hair. He's got a biker jacket on. He looks like he doesn't even care what he smells like. He looks like he would disrespect me and not call me back on a Tuesday morning. Yeah, not that bad either, okay? Now, from a general consensus and from a overviewing standpoint on morals, beliefs, religion, instinctual notion from a nuclear family and what we're taught and instowed within us from an early day, not stealing or harming others, we've been kind of fine-tuned to believe what is good and bad. But I present to you a question on top of all of these riveting discussions. How do we really know what's good and bad? How is it defined so simply based off of feeling and what we think is truly good or bad? And you can sit here and rebuttal and be like, well, Alex, I don't have to tell you that killing somebody is bad. You're right. You don't have to. Because if we went back to Viking times, or medieval, or Roman, Greek, they had a lot of slavery going on. They had barbaric things. They had coliseums where they would throw slaves in to kill one another for sport. They had, in Viking days, they would raid, loot, pillage, and pilgrimage, and they'd kill villages, all the men, take the women for their wives, rape, loot. They'd do everything, anything, they wouldn't care. Medieval times, totally burn and destroy other capitals and countries just for world dominance and etc. Religious escapades and going across the world to say, my people are the chosen people, yours are not, so you die, we burn all of yours, kill your firstborn, and take your lands because God told us to. I mean, even in the most holiest of places, the most darkest things are done to children and other things around us. In the most illustrious of countries who pride themselves as distinguished and unified and democracy and capitalism, there's underground hallways and islands full of children being touched and a lot of things going on. But yet we sit here and idolize and worship these celebrities who sit on stage and have riveting printouts and lawyers and writers and these panels of presidents to speak off of, or they all have predisposed things to say and talk, and they're so distinguished. And Taylor Swift, she gives back so much money to everybody. She's such a giver, but she takes her private jet everywhere because you have to drink from a paper straw. You know, it's like, how do we really know what's good or bad? And truly digest that conversation for what we're about to talk about. Now, if we're sitting here and I took a fork, right? And you're sitting in front of me, and I stab your leg with the fork, and you're like, ow, why did you do that? That hurt me. You're bleeding, you're in pain, your leg is agonizing, every type of nerve ending in your leg is shooting up into your brain, and it's screaming, ah, this hurts, it shouldn't be there, it's foreign. And you're in pain, you're freaking out, you don't know why I did it. But then on my end, for some reason, just sticking you with it and seeing how you react got me excited. I'm like, whoa, that's an adrenaline rush. Oh my God, that felt great. Okay, so from a public personal appearance, from an outside setting, we would say because you did something to somebody else that they didn't want and it didn't feel good to them, that it's seen as a bad thing, right? Okay, I can see that, but how do you define how the person doing it feels? Because what if to them it felt good to see bad done to you? Which, if you really think about it from a social engineering standpoint, there's people who gossip all the time about others because they don't like themselves. There's people who judge others all the time because they don't want to face the mirror that stares back at them. There's those who talk behind your back. There's those who act fake to your face, that use you, abuse you. There's people who manipulate you that tell you they love you to your face. And there's even individuals who will stare directly at you and tell you they love you. You're the love of their life, but they know it's because they have you where they want you. And as soon as you want to run away, they're not about it anymore because they're losing control. But I thought that's good. Oh, but that's bad. So how do we define these things? Why is it that I can go through a drive-thru In-N-Out Burger and buy the flesh of an animal? And this has nothing to do with veganism or anything. Listen to what I'm saying. Why is it that I can go through a drive-thru and buy flesh of dead, rotting carcasses of animals, and we cook them and season them and just brain alter you and desensitize you with commercials to make it seem mouth-watering? Because that's what all cultures and traditions have done. Even though in the Bible it says Adam and Eve ate fruits and vegetables for the first day, and with my opposable thumb, I'm able to grab things off of tree, pick it off, and eat it directly. I can't gnaw at the ass of a cow and eat it because, one, my teeth aren't strong enough. Two, it won't taste good. Three, the cow won't like it. It won't be good for me. It won't be nourishing. It won't digest properly. Interesting. But yet I have to go through all of these properties and cycles and rituals to make it taste good and to eat and to somewhat be digestible, even though it never truly digests in my stomach. It turns into a wet, sludgy mop and leaves all of this residue in my intestinal tract, which will never come out of me until I stop eating and fast, and it leads to disease, and it's the root of all illnesses, is mucus and just rotting decay in my intestinal tract. But Big Pharma won't tell you that because they care about you, but though anytime somebody cures cancer, they go missing. Interesting. So just because it's on TV and I can drive through anywhere and quote-unquote legally buy it, well, it must be good. But then again, when you hear about people doing cannibalism and eating humans, oh, whoa, whoa, what is that? That's that's evil. Why is it evil? Who told you it's good or bad? Why is it that if you had a human burger next to a cow, deer, turkey burger, chicken, whatever. Why is the human wrong? Oh, because it's your own species and you don't feel right eating your own kind. Okay. Is it nourishing? Does it have nutritional value? I'm pretty sure if you eat the lungs, liver, heart, any of the major organs from any type of species, there's a lot of nutrients in it, wouldn't you say? Kind of interesting when you look into the concept of adrenochrome, which is a type of substance that is released into the blood when your endorphins and your adrenaline is so high that you're literally at the pinnacle of fear itself. It creates such an illustrious reaction in your blood. They suck it out and use it in an elite setting, and it's supposed to have some immaculate healing properties to itself, almost like the Fountain of Youth. But that's evil, because that's done to children, or the most innocent of us. But then again, when we have these slaughterhouses, and we're ripping calves and babies from their mothers, when their mothers are rotting from cancer, disease, and all this stuff, we rip them out, they're full of so much pain, fear, evil, and then they slaughter them, bleed them out, grind them up, and shove them between two highly just disgusting, over-sugarized and bleached flour in the shit that you're eating, you think that's okay. And you think that's good because it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Interesting. Why is that good? I want to have a real conversation. This has nothing to do about food again. Why is that good? And why is the other one bad? What if we lived in an alternate universe like crocodiles? When a crocodile baby egg doesn't hatch or the baby is slow or sick, the mom just eats it. That's how nature works, baby. If we look how nature runs itself, it seems very vicious. And people say, ooh, nature, you scary. Nature is so evil. No, baby chimpanzee, don't let the cheetah eat you. That's how it works. Social Darwinism, the strong survive, creating a stronger society. Yet, we're so fat, dumb, and ignorant now, we believe anything we're told. We literally let everybody else tell us with white suits because that's their job. That's the point of why they went to school. It's to enlighten me, to do the things I'm too dumb to do. That's why my doctor cares for me, because I don't know how to stop eating sugary goodies. Do you see how I'm getting to this whole concept? We are literally brainwashed to believe that bad is good, and that good is bad. And we truly have this weird indoctrination style of what we are accepting in our society. We literally live in a society now where you get married, and in front of quote-unquote God, your family, and a pastor, an ordain, you swear the most holiest vows in the world and say, till death do us part. Yet 5 years later, you're getting a divorce. Because I can. We fell out of love. It wasn't real. What? Why are you getting married then? Oh, because I can save on my taxes. Oh my God. Really? Joel Osteen, he's a savior. He's here for the people, his mega church of millions and hundreds of thousands all over the world. He comes on stage and says, I had the blessing from God. I said, God, I need a blessing right now. I had to go to Wells Fargo and ask for a $50 million loan. And I said, God, please help us. We need to build more openings on my yachts in my states and have another mega wing open for all these people who are giving us 5% of their billing taxes to get the pearly gates of heaven. And you know, I don't know what the Lord did. The Lord blessed us on that day and gave us that $50 million loan. Everybody's, Joel, we don't care about the money hiding in your walls, Joel. But that's good. That's the anointed God speaker. The one that's here to proclaim for you and to give you the word, the sermon that you cannot understand for yourself. You're stupid. You need a sermon. You need a box to worship the holy divinity, the Trinity. But it's bad. It's bad if you question stuff like that. That's blasphemy. There's no way that they use this to control me. You're crazy. Through Christ, I'm saved. Okay. Again, I know I'm getting passionate and kind of off topic here, but why is any of these things we're openly discussing seen as good or bad? And sitting here, I'm sure multiple times you heard me say things and you're like, whoa, that guy's crazy. That sounds bad. Why? What made you decide what's good or bad? What made you believe what I'm talking about is one way or the other? Who made you intoxicated with this spectrum of false enlightenment? Who told you to believe in these things? Who told you you have to be contractually obligated to a relationship? Well, that's my girlfriend. She can't be with anybody else because that's what it means to be a girlfriend. She's going to cook and clean. I'm going to do all the other stuff and provide. I'm going to make the money. She's going to have my kids.
It's obviously something's wrong here, okay? Why are we putting so much false pretext on things that have no value in the grand conceptual notion of human divinity, evolution, and escaping this weird system we're stuck in? Why are we so subservient to these rules that don't fit human structure? How are you so comfortable working 65 years of your life to now you're at the lowest health possible, you are now decaying as a human being, you've eaten so many shit burgers and food and overstarcherized multidextrin, all these things that's just eating away at you. By the time you're 60, you're lucky if you can even go on a hike by yourself. And that's when you're going to retire and enjoy your golden years for 10 years and die and then give us all the money back. And you're okay with that. You think that's good. We can't be giving out free healthcare. Why? We just gave away trillions to countries that are doing nothing for us.
But that's what it means to be a democracy. We got to defend those who can't defend themselves.
We can't even feed our own people. Yet you think it's good where you live.
If you don't like it here, you got to leave.
Trust me, I will. Why are you so predisposed to being so intoxicated with an illusion of sensibility of choice that you believe the red people, the red side, are the one that's destroying us? No, it's the blue, the all-inclusive, the fruity-tooty pebbles. They're making us weak. I'm pretty sure you're all getting played. How is it that you're comfortable with the best of two evils?
It's the better of the bad choice.
And that's good? You vote still? George Carlin said it best. Yeah, I'll stay at home and masturbate, so at least when you're done voting and I'm done masturbating, at least I have something to show for what I did. What did you do? A little sticker that I voted? Cool. It's called a poll. I see polls all the time online. It just shows you what people want. It don't matter. Go look into what electoral colleges really do and how they decide things, okay? Go look into lobbying, okay, for Congress, Senate, everything, and tell me that you really think these people care about you. $200,000 at least a year to sit there until you die. Everybody over 60, 70 years old in the downgrade of their life. Kind of crazy how there's no young, ambitious people anywhere. Why can't no 30-year-olds run for presidency?
Well, they don't have enough experience. They got to be up there on stage and fumble the words and just be like, I remember back when I was a little boy and I had a snail, a pet snail and a pet rock, and I remember my mother and ice cream, and my three most important words are blah, 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 blah.
Okay, that's good. We're doing really well as a country. Do you see again this conversation and how this expands out the perspective of what is morally and obligationally right and wrong? How are you so comfortable sitting there accepting what people told you is good and bad? Because I'll be honest with you, the most God-fearing people do some questionable things. And then the most people who are called to be like, oh, you're agnostic. Oh, you're somebody who doesn't believe in a source, are the best people I've seen. Why is that distinguishably noticeable? Why is it that those who obtain consciousness and truly see Christhood as divinity and nobility and something to be used by the person who wanted others to lead, questionable and seen as fallacy, blasphemy? How dare you? Why is it that you're so comfortable looking in a black screen and having it alter your brain constantly, and they decide how much you need to pay because you're not free? Try going on the road without your driver's license. Let's see how far you go. Go buy anything without your credit card or cash. Good luck. Leave the country without a passport. I bid you good day. You don't see that we're being falsely altered to believe in a sense of reality that is not true. It's equality and also neutrality. Neutrality is the base formatics for everything. There is no good or bad. It's all choices and decisions. That's why we live in a world where we are now captured. We're captive. Captive and captured. Captured. We are literally sitting and rotting away in a concrete jungle. We just can't see the prison walls around us. And it's disgusting to know that they constantly convince you of these things that don't matter. Who cares who somebody wants to love? Truly. If you're attracted to children, I question your mental state. If you get compassionate about killing other people, I question your mental state. If you constantly are in seasonal depression and think the world is well with me, I question your mental state. If you're looking around you and thinking that guns are the issue, we've got to remove guns. They're just too accessible. Nobody needs an AK-47. I don't care if there's a bazooka in front of me. My thought should be to never use it. I don't care how accessible it is. There's alcohol right now. Why aren't you getting shit-faced and driving home? Oh, that would be irresponsible. I know. That's the point. Oh, well, that's not the same as an AK. Really? I've seen people in trucks drive through crowds and take out multiple people. But we're not making it harder to get licensed. I see fast food killing people every day. Go look at the top three things that are killing people in this country. Still giving you those McNuggets for 20 for $5. Not making any restrictions on that, are we? You still don't see what's being done in front of you, the psyop of reality, and how you are constantly being fed information to believe what's good or bad. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't exist. There is no good or bad. Eating a human burger or a beef burger is the same thing. You've just decided what's good and bad. Throwing your mother into an elder house and watching her decay and die, or having her stay at home with you to take care of her and to help her live out the rest of her life because she helped you with your life, no good or bad. Just choices. Well, I just don't have the ability to take care of my mother. Yes, you do. You just don't want to. I know a man, shout out to Jonas Knox, who was a host at Fox Sports Radio. He was working 6 to 7 days a week and still took care of his mother at home when she had horrible mental deficiencies. She was basically losing herself. It was terrifying and so heart-wrenching. You just don't want to do it. You're so comfortable letting other people make the hard choices, and then sitting there with your Twitter fingers, your X fingers, your Instagram and Facebook fingers, and feeling like you're making a difference. You're so comfortable accepting other people's realities, as soon as somebody presents a different one that sounds loopy, you think they're insane. Oh, the world is flat. Look at you, you flat earther. Haven't you seen a picture of the globe? No, I haven't. I see digitally created ones. Oh, there's satellites all around us. Pull me up an image. I'm not saying the world is neither or either. I'm telling you, you don't know what you're talking about. You choose to speak on other people's sources, never your own. And then you sit there and blab about scientific evidence and research that you cannot conduct yourself. And you say, well, I just don't have the ability, but these men who do, they're the ones who provided it for me. Really, how are the pyramids built and what were they built for? Why is it that they were almost insanely built perfectly with Orion's belt? And if we're floating into space as fast as we are as all the time, why are they still in the same position? Why is it that the Georgia Guidestones that were destroyed after somebody noticed that there was a little hole in the Georgia Guidestones, and they were always, that little hole always pointed to Polaris 365. Ooh, that kind of disproves the whole theory that we're floating through space, doesn't it? Destroy them, get rid of them, never happened. You see what I'm getting at? You literally are so comfortable defining your actual value of what's good or bad, you've never took in the concept that none of it matters. Nothing. Everything in life is a choice. We've decided what's good or bad. So we look back at things and think that's good or bad. But yet, in the future, if we finally live in a utopia, a five-dimensional reality where there's nothing but love, compassion, unity, we're doing bartering, exchanging service for goods, everybody's living in harmony, there's no shit, no nothing, just everything is pure and good, everybody wants to help each other, wouldn't we look back and be like, damn, I can't believe people lived in that capitalistic society, gave up their life willingly, almost all of it, just to literally retire and almost die as fast as that they got out, and they thought that was good for them. They were paying so much in taxes and inflation, they were literally getting robbed and had no idea what was going on, and they thought it was great for them. See what I'm getting at here? Are you seeing the grander concept of the theory of what I'm presenting to you? There is no such thing as good or bad. It's just what you choose to think of it. Why is it that you can decide for somebody else what they should do?
Oh, it's not right. Boys shouldn't be boy lovers. It should be a boy and a woman. That's how you make babies.
Okay, cool. That is how you make babies. What if they don't want one? What if making babies is just for reproductive purposes? What if the society you live in loves you having babies? Because guess what? That's more people who can pay taxes, etc., and have to live within this society, never trying to make a choice or change anything. Crazy how that happens, huh? Crazy that when you finally get like a little bit of insight of Epstein Island, you're like, oh my God, this is terrible. It's probably been going on way longer, way bigger, way more vibrant than any of us can even imagine. Go back and watch Pinocchio when they talk about Pleasure Island. And really ask yourself what's going on there. Do you see what I'm talking about now? We have openly allowed mega corporations to alter your sense of what's good or bad, that you think eating meat is good for you. And then you have these people going online creating this false sense of like, dude, does these primal, oh my God, dude, like doing these carnivore diets and like, oh, I feel great. Yeah, it's because you're not eating sodium. You're not eating processed sugars, fats, anything. You're eating truly things that are actually, in a sense, easier to digest, but there's no mineral value. There's no longevity to it. You're going to slowly die from the inside out. The fact is, nobody knows, okay? That is the most straight, honest way I can give it to you. Nobody has a single idea what is best for us, where we come from, and what is the truth. But what I can tell you is, when you start disconnecting from everything, truly start fasting, eating better to whole foods, and staying away from things that are processed and not truly made in nature, when, sorry to break it to you, cows aren't real. They're chemically engineered. Pigs aren't real. Chickens aren't real. They're all chemically engineered. But guess what? You don't care. You love your McNuggies. You love your Western bacon cheeseburger. I love my carnitas. I don't know what else to tell you, okay? I'm literally here to give you the truth of what is inside of all of us. And this is what I mean by truth, because I told you nothing is true. The truth means the inner sense of source and what is speaking through me. Not a single thing I've said tonight was preordained, planned. It's fluidity. It's the flow state. It's me explaining to you how I obtained a higher sense of knowledge, my voice, my purpose, and giving it to you for your digestive system to neutralize it and find a sense of neutrality to find the best for you. Does that make sense? There is no right or wrong. There's only the path less traveled, because it takes us somewhere where we can question what is. We're so worried about these 100 families, these elites who run this world, and they do these satanic symbolic things. What's the difference from Christianity? You're literally eating and drinking the blood of Christ. We all are ritualistic in following a sense of what we believe to be true. Go look at these people in any spectrum and tell me they're not all crazy. Go to Scientology, Satanism, any of them. It's hidden truth in front of you. You're supposed to decipher through all of it. That's what discernment is.
Good morning.
There's a reason why your pineal gland is always attacked, your pineal gland. We've talked about this so many times. There is no good or bad. There's choices in life, and we decide what's right or wrong for us. Why would I look at somebody who worked his ass off to get to such an anointed place and had to step over people who were never as passionate, never as ambitious, never as motivated, and he's seen as the bad guy because he used them to benefit himself when ultimately he had to get him to where he needed to be, because if he didn't, he wouldn't get there, and he knows better than letting them do it because he would do it better on his own. Who's smarter? I think we know who's smarter. It's just about what makes you feel good at the end of the day. Now, if you ask me for myself, I think there's a constant set notion of love. Love and fear, and they're both the same thing. Fear is unexplained love. Fear is something that you still are not able to digest. Fear is the unknown, the love that hasn't been explored yet. Everything comes back to love. Love is the thing that I know truly changes all of us, because when you are divine in self and you know what you are, your gift, your purpose, and you reside within the person you are, truly and wholly, you're not afraid of anything because you're doing what you're meant to do. And so in doing so, it comes off pompous to those who are scared of themselves. The light you shine is so bright, it reflects the worst in people. And you are radiating at such a high level now, it will distort people that are still not attuned. But that's not your place to change them. That's not any of our place. Mine is to grow myself and to elevate. And those who are drawn to me, to help them. Help is not good or bad. It's the overall choice to make others grow. I find purpose and passion in helping others attune so they thus can help others attune. I want to live in a higher frequency world. I want to transfer to the five dimensional. I want to be an enlightened being before my physical experience deteriorates. That's the goal. This is all an experience. You're supposed to see through all the BS and find purpose. To be truly escaped from everything. To be so imbued into the moment, you can become one with anything you're in tuned with. And that's what's so beautiful about it is. That's why this is so magnificent to me. Because then you'll see humans and animals should be treated the same. Just because one can't talk does not mean it's meant to be used by you. That's why I said, what's the difference between a human farm and a cow farm? One can talk, let's make the cows talk. You still going to feel good about chopping them up?
Well, that's just how it is.
Let's change it. Pretty sure there's enough land to make fruits and vegetables everywhere.
Well, I mean, there's proof.
Plants feel pain. No, they transmit frequencies. They don't feel pain. It's not the same nerve endings like us. They're beings of light and meant to give life to life. That's a difference. There's a reason why all these things happen. There's a reason why everything's around us. There's a reason why everything has been changed. You're starting to get the foundation of why I'm so passionate about what I do. Because I'm trying to unlock you. I want you to find the key again and to start questioning reality. There is no right or wrong. It's all choices. There is no good or bad. It just comes down to what betters you. Whatever makes you the best persona of yourself, I really want to see it move forward. You don't have to kill people, man. That's not our point. That's why death exists. You don't have to do things that are natural. You get me now? Isn't that making more sense? Isn't it more powerful to see somebody elevate than it is to berate them? Isn't it more incredible to see somebody choose you than having to convince them they need you? I'm telling you, once I was chosen, I love people who choose me now. Because guess what? I'm going to choose you right back. And you're about to get so much love, you're not even going to know what the heck's in front of you. And guess what? That's the first time you've experienced unconditional love. And then if I truly connect with you, and I'm talking about where we become one, you are going to elevate so high, you're going to get entranced with it. You're going to become the best version of yourself because that's what I'm doing. And how powerful is that to be around like-minded people? Because then you can challenge each other. That's what this all is at the end of the day, is an experience. So don't let somebody tell you what's right or wrong, what are good or bad. It's all choices. And then as a society, we try to dictate what it should and shouldn't be for a societal normation of a flowing society so people aren't just murdering each other, this and that. I don't know, man. That shows me a lower energy field. Murder should have never been a concept. We've allowed them to show us. I've said this before, I never had any issue or any thought about school shootings until they showed the first one, and then they kept happening. Until monkey see, monkey will not do. Otherwise, you do what's instinctual to you. You don't see the animal kingdom killing just to kill. That does not exist. Tell me all you want, that does not exist. There's about reputation, there's about leadership, dominance, your young ones, I mean... Nature doesn't just kill to kill, okay? It has a set standard in its own equality and cycle of how it rotates. We're the only ones that kill for pleasure. Think about that. You might say there's sport in it. I've seen killer whales do immensely incredible united hunting methods to get seals and etc. And how like they torture the seals and all this stuff. That's fine, but they still eat it, right? Like it's part of their MO. It's what they do. We're the ones who literally kill for sport. Even each other. Like, that's crazy to me. I'm being honest with you. Human beings are in a lost state. That's why I've made the statement before. I don't think free will exists. How can it exist when you're not free as you will? Can you go to space right now to see if space is real? Of course you can. Can't do it. You gotta be an astronaut and get approved. Can we go to the ice wall right now to see what's on the other side? Absolutely not. Antarctica's, it's safe. It's a treaty. Sorry, you can't go... You got to go to where we say. You can take the cruise, or you can go to designated vacation spots, or if we approve you for a scientific research thing through government operation, we'll take you to the sites for it, yes. But you can't go on your own. That's not possible, honey. I'm sorry. You can't just go by yourself. And people will argue then, say, no, you can go. You can go. No, I can't go where I want to go. I have to go where they tell me to go. Well, yeah, it's for safety precautions. It's dangerous. Okay. A lot of excuses is what I'm hearing right now. No, we can go to space. They said they're going to have like these shuttles soon. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, I'm chilling. I'm ready to be proven wrong. I would love that. I would love for them to end this discussion. Send 5 flat earthers and 5 earthers up there so they can see it, live stream it, come back and tell everybody. It's too obvious at this point. They're really scrambling as fast as they can to get shit done before it's over. We were under a spell for far too long. That's why it's called the Age of Aquarius, of truth, of reason, of knowledge. We're finally awaking and attuning to what our inner consciousness is, source, the hive mind above all of us, the astral plane where we go when we die every night and we sleep. This is the next sense of all of it. Trust me, I'm on nothing. I've drank nothing. I've smoked nothing. This is literally me on spring water, coconut water, and healthy fruits and vegetables. And for some reason, it's just flowing through me. All of this makes sense. There is no good or bad. It's all about what is right now. Live. If somebody fills your heart with so much love, chase them. There's a reason. You don't have to know if somebody likes you. They'll talk to you every day. If they can go a day without talking to you, trust me, they're not about you like you think they are. People are well known about what's going on. If they're aware, they don't give two shits what society says, their friends, they dig you because you're a good person, hold on to them, please. If they ask nothing from you and literally just try to help you grow, listen to those people. They're a dime a dozen around here. Trust me, I want the best for you. I want you to finally be free, away from all this bullshit, to totally and truly be so divine with yourself, you are literally changing the conceptual notion of what it means to be a man, a woman, conscious, sentient, free will, thought, expression, love, empathy. I want you to be so attuned with yourself, you can connect to anybody and see them for who they are. You don't care how good looking they are, how rich they are, how wealthy, successful, you see them for who they are. That's a powerful thing and a terrifying thing for these people as well. No, 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 don't look into my eyes. Don't see who I am. I want you to see my car. I want you to see all my accomplishments. Don't look at the closet. Don't look at the skeletons in there. No, honey, look this way. That's the reality. The most distinguished people in our lives, if they truly wanted to make a difference, they wouldn't be peddling merchandise. They wouldn't be doing it for money. They know it's about ascending consciousness and uniting humanity before it's too late for everybody. Everything has a time limit. Everything has a cycle. This is what they say, and it's completely true. Poor people worry about time all the time. They're counting time. They're looking at the time and the days, right? Rich people watch stock markets and see what's going on. Billionaires and trillionaires, the really big motherfuckers in this world, they look at astrology and see what's coming. This is an entire network and system. Your body has a cycle. That's why you think you get sick, it's cleaning itself. Once it's full, too much with its lymphatic system and mucus and etc., because you've put too much bad and not enough good, it's got to clean itself out, honey. Same goes with the entirety of our reality. It's time for you to unlock the premise of yourself, to awaken to the truth of what is inside all of us, and to see why they are hiding us from ourselves. So the next time you go through a drive-thru and get yourself a McDouble, think about the difference an apple will do for you. Sure, you might still be hungry. It's because you're dehydrated. You're mineral deficient. There's 100 and something minerals your body needs. Look into CMOS. Just saying, man. I say it because I care. I tell you all of this because I want you to be free. And I want you to stop telling people they're good or bad and see people for what they are. I don't like having this world now where we have, gosh, dude, cancel culture. So now everybody's scared to say what's on their mind. No, no, no. Please tell me what you are. I would love to see you for who you are so I know I can stay the F away from you. I don't want to be around bigots. I don't want to be around sexists. I don't want to be around racists. I don't want to be around any of those people because that's low energy. I want true love, divinity, consciousness, and motivation. I want people who are inspired, dreamers, philanthropists, philosophers. I want people who are doing stuff and truly about that life and pushing forward to a new reality. Those are my people, okay? The people who are now here and excited to live. Those are my people. And I think you are, because you sat through 40 minutes of me going pretty wild tonight. And the best part is, it's all from the heart. I only say this because I love you and I care. I only talk about things others don't because nobody else will. They're scared. They're afraid. They have to answer to people. I answer to nobody but myself in creation because I am source. You're listening to yourself. It's time to awaken. I hope you hear the ringing in your ear soon. I hope you ground and go outside. I hope you fast. I hope you stare at the sun, and I hope you remember who you are, because that's why I'm here, and I'm having a damn good time. So, if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Fiery love.